morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Father's Day is being celebrated across the globe today to honor fathers and fatherly figures. It is celebrated on the third Sunday of June to signify the special bond between a father and his children. The day reminds all of the indispensable roles fathers play in everyone's life. This day also provides an opportunity for children and other family members to express gratitude and love towards their fathers or father figures, acknowledging their role in nurturing, guiding and supporting their children. Meanwhile, special Sunday services dedicating to the fathers are being organized in different churches across Nagaland. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipu Rio extended warm greetings to all fathers and father figures. Rio said it is a special day of honoring fatherhood and their influence in the family and society. The Chief Minister prayed that the Almighty will enable all fathers to set right goals and aspirations and live exemplary lives. For the purpose of identification of electors during the coming municipal and town council elections in Nagaland, the State Election Commission, SEC, has notified the guidelines to be adopted for identification of the electors by the presiding officers. The electors have been informed to carry any one of the following documents for identification and exercising their franchise: Indian passport, driving license, Aadhaar card, service identity card issued to its employee by the state, central government, public sector undertaking, public limited companies, bank, post office, passbook with photograph, PAN card, pension document with photograph or indigenous inhabitant certificate issued by the deputy commissioner or additional deputy commissioner. The Commission clarified that any documents as mentioned earlier, which are available only for head of family, would be allowed for the purpose of identification of other members of the family. Similarly, it said any documents in the name of any other member of the family could also be used for identification of other members, provided the other members can be identified on the basis of such documents. The SEC said that minor discrepancies in the entries relating to electors' name, father's, mother's, husband's name, sex, age or address in the electoral roll would be ignored and the elector would be allowed to cast his or her vote so long as the identity of the elector can be established according to the particulars of electors appearing in the electoral roll and to the satisfaction of the presiding officer or polling officer. Further, the SEC stated that no elector would be allowed to exercise his or her franchise until he or she produces any of the documents prescribed by the State Election Commission. Election observer for Wakha Town Council and Additional Secretary Nagaland Haizu Meru has urged all candidates to follow the Model Code of Conduct guidelines and regulation to ensure smooth and peaceful conduct of the ULB elections. Speaking during a meeting with all the candidates and political parties for the forthcoming urban local bodies election at DC's Conference Hall Wakha on Friday, Meru also appealed to all candidates to extend cooperation and be a part for the successful conduct of the election. EDC and RO Wakha ke Furhisye Nui informed the candidates to obtain prior permission from the police nodal officer, PNO, as and when procession or camping is to be conducted by any intending candidates. PNO and additional SP Walker Soriso appealed to all candidates not to let their supporters to work under abusive substances and also not to recruit voters from outside their own colonies to avoid any untoward incident in the district. He further appealed to the candidates to avoid violence and send a good message across the district for others to follow. In a bid to celebrate the success of the Indian wind sector, the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, NRE, organized Global Wind Day in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Minister of State for NRE, Shripad Yesso Naik, emphasized that collective action is required to achieve renewable energy targets and lead in wind energy. The Assam Rifles conducted a painting competition for school students marking the advanced celebration of 10th International Day of Yoga at Government Higher Secondary School, Singrijan Chumukidima. In a release, the Assam Rifles informed that the aim of the initiative was to promote physical, mental and spiritual benefits of yoga, thereby fostering a sense of community and holistic health. It said the students were encouraged to embrace yoga and integrate it into their daily routine for better health and well-being. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.